Great British then. Bulk gold at the last check at $1,663.80 US an ounce, and crude oil at $96 US a barrel. Well, let's get the latest on sport now here on ABC News Radio and Radio Australia with Brendan Arrow.
Thanks, Tracy. In the AFL, the Essendon Football Club has been shocked by news its players may have been given banned substances last year. Damien McIver reports.
It's understood players were given supplements as part of their fitness program last season. It's not clear what they were or how widely they were used. But the Bombers chairman, David Evans, says new information acquired in the last 2 days prompted the club to alert the AFL and the National Anti-Doping Agency.
Of course, this is a very distressing time for our club, our executive, our players and our board.
The AFL's integrity unit will work with ASADA to determine if any rules have been breached. Essendon's coach, James Hurd, says he's shocked and disappointed.
I believe, though, that we have done everything right and that our players have done everything right as well.
The club will cooperate fully with the investigation.
Australian Rugby League captain Cameron Smith has dismissed speculation the start of the season could be delayed because of a player pay dispute. The Australian Rugby League Commission is in negotiations with players about a new collective bargaining agreement. Under the proposed deal, the salary cap would increase from $4.4 million to $5.8 million this season, rising to $7 million by 2017. Smith says the talks have dragged on longer than expected, but progress is being made.
And there's been talk about, you know, the season, the start of the season being in jeopardy and not starting the year off, but, you know, there's no talk of that within the players' playing group. Obviously, we all want to get this this deal done as soon as possible.
In cricket, the final group stages are taking place in the ICC Women's World.